Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up, while AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 31st, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Elite CIO Forum in Beverly Hills. Dr. Elise Hsu, ex-Goldman Sachs, on investment strategies. Dr. Elise Hsu, a former executive at Goldman Sachs, headlined a panel at a recent wealth management forum in Beverly Hills. The forum, organized by Markets Group, focused on investment strategies in light of the Federal Reserve's recent interest rate cut. Dr. Hsu emphasized the importance of disciplined asset allocation, recommending a tactical strategy that includes locking in bond yields, leaning into equities, and holding alternatives for diversification. The panel also discussed broader market themes such as global trade risks and the potential impact of fiscal stimulus measures. Dr. Hsu highlighted Hong Kong's growing role in global investment trends, underscoring Southern California's rising influence as a financial center.
More pushes for congressional redistricting sets up confrontation with Senate. Governor Wes Moore is pushing for congressional redistricting in the state, despite opposition from Senate President Bill Ferguson. Ferguson expressed concerns about the risks of mid-cycle redistricting, stating it could potentially cost Democrats a seat. However, Moore indicated a willingness to move forward with plans, emphasizing that one person cannot halt the process. The potential confrontation sets the stage for a heated debate over the issue of redrawing Maryland's congressional districts. Trade war truce between China and the U.S. triggers gold sell-off. The easing trade tensions between China and the United States triggered a sell-off in gold, with the price dropping below $4,000 an ounce. Spot gold slipped over 3% to reach $3,980 per ounce, as diplomats from both countries prepare for an upcoming summit. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. that are involved in gold production will be closely monitoring the situation. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.